Hello. How are you today? A bit tired? All those hassles? All those things that drag us down? But it's okay. There is the day-to-day life, but this is not day-to-day right now. This is the night. Today is finished. Now, and tomorrow is not here yet. In between, there is sleep, long, sound, deep sleep. Being a rock, being a stump, being a trunk, immobile, unmovable. With all the energy flowing through it, rich and fresh water welling up from deep underground, warm, sweet sunlight pouring from above, pouring on you, welling up in you, and giving you the energy to go through another day, to earn another day, make it a better day. I will help you reach that. Life is life. We are all going through it. There is the joy of it and the hassles. Now, in this fold of time, out of the days, I want to show you something nice in it. A nice place that will only be yours. A nice journey bringing you into that place. A journey into yourself, into your mind, and how you can turn it into somewhere you can go for a nap, somewhere you can come back from, fresher, more alert, somewhere that will make you stronger, somewhere for yourself. You are important, you know. And for those you want to fight for, they are important too. Somewhere you will come back to each time you want. Somewhere you can customize, change the way you want once it is yours. Once I have given it to you. Are you ready? Are you interested? Good. Good, very good. Well, so, just close your eyes and just breathe slowly, following my voice. Breathe in.
Breathe in.
Breathe out.
Breathe out.
Breathe in.
Breathe in
my words, my voice.
Breathe out,
breathe out stress and hassles.
Breathe in
comfort and limpness.
Breathe out,
breathe out anxiety.
Breathe in.
Breathe in.
Breathe out.
Breathe out.
Breathe in.
Breathe in. You are doing well.
Breathe out.
Breathe out. Just continue.
Breathe in.
Breathe in. I will tell you words.
Breathe out.
Breathe out. And just imagine them.
Breathe in.
Breathe in. It is so easy.
Breathe out.
Breathe out. To see these images.
Breathe in.
Breathe in. If I say tree.
Breathe out.
You see A tree.
Breathe in.
Breathe in.
A tall and old growth tree.
Breathe out.
Breathe out.
Strong and serene.
Breathe in.
Breathe in.
If I say forest.
Breathe out.
Breathe out.
You are in a forest.
Breathe in.
Breathe in.
An old, deep, wild forest.
Breathe out.
Breathe out.
But calm and welcoming.
Breathe in.
Breathe in.
If I say bench.
Breathe out.
Breathe out.
There is a bench.
Breathe in.
Breathe in.
A simple wooden bench.
Breathe out.
Breathe out.
Waiting for you. In this forest.
Breathe in.
Breathe in.
If I say lie down.
Breathe out.
Breathe out.
You are just lying down.
Breathe in.
Breathe in.
On that bench.
Breathe out.
Breathe out.
In that forest.
Breathe in.
Breathe in.
If I say night.
Breathe out.
Breathe out.
You look at the starry sky.
Breathe in.
Breathe in.
Lying on that bench.
Breathe out.
Breathe out.
In that moonlit forest. Good. You are doing this very, very well. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. I know what I'm doing. I know how these things happen. I know how you react. And I tell you, listen to it with all the concentration possible. Wait for it and let it enter directly into your ears and print itself in your brain. You are doing this very, very well. Let yourself process it and accept it deeply. You are doing this very, very well. You are very good at this. I just told you a few words, and you just built a whole world out of it. I will tell you these words again, and just admire how fast you are coming back into that scene just invented for yourself. Tree. Forest. Bench. Lie down. Night. You are lying in that bench under the stars in that moonlit forest, looking at the stars, lying on the bench under the trees, your eyes lost, dazzled by all those stars, thousands of stars, thousands of little dots of light, thousands of huge bubbles of gas so bright, illuminating worlds, creating worlds, thousand, million worlds, worlds ripe with life, alien life, life you'll never see, but people, people too, people thinking and dreaming, just like you. Billions of people dreamily looking at the stars. Billions of people dreamily looking at the sky. The sun, a tiny speck of light among many others. Billions of people dreamily looking at it. Billions of people dreamily looking at you. And you dreamily looking at them. Billions of dreamy eyes. Billions of blank, fuzzy eyes staring at you. And you staring at them. Billions of stars. And you staring at them. Lying down on that bench, staring at them in that forest, staring at them, staring at the stars, stars. Blank, fuzzy stars staring at you and dreaming. You are dreaming. You are dreaming so deeply. You are dreaming so deeply. You don't notice. But I'll tell you. You are dreaming. And you have two selves now. There is you. Lying in your bed, so comfy, listening to me, listening to my soft voice, so soft, gently lulling you in your ear. Don't you feel it? This is real. You are lying on that bed, in that bedroom, listening to me. And then, tree, forest, bench. Lie down. Night. You feel the breeze around you, the hard wood of that bench, the light of the moon caressing you. You are lying on that bench, under the stars, in that moonlit forest. Your body in the bed stays limp, but your body on the bench sits up, looking at the trees, that forest, and that path. The path in front of you. The path I designed for you. And you want to stand up. You want so dearly to stand up, to walk, to follow this path I designed for you, to know where it leads, what I have in store for you. You want to, but you can't. You can't stand up. Your legs don't obey you. They obey me. But it's okay. It is okay. You want to stand up, but you can't. But it's okay. You are under my control, but you know that I'm not mean. I'm not evil. I want you to spend a nice moment with me, under my commands, under my control, under my words. You want so much to stand up, to walk. You are so eager to do so. So listen to me. Wait for my words. You know that they will feel good, that they will free you from what blocks you, what prevents you from doing what you want.
Listen carefully. It is coming.
Stand up. Stand up and follow the path. That beautiful path in the forest. Tall trees towering over you. the light of the moon. The path is so nice, soft under your feet, soft leaves, soft earth, soft turn on the left, and behind it, free space, an expanse devoid of any tree, a clearing, perhaps, in this forest. Another turn of the path, and then you see it, a lake, a calm, solemn lake, the water flat and calm, like a mirror reflecting the moon. The moonlight inundating the clearing and the lake. Calm. Silent. Beautiful. You can walk now. Walk some more toward the lake. Reach the shore. It is so calm, so silent, so solemn, so pure. You see yourself in it, reflected in it, your whole body upside down, looking at you with dreamy eyes. Dreamy eyes. Dream. Look at it. Look at your face reflected in the lake. Careful. You stepped in the lake. No more reflection, but circles on the lake going away from you, telling to the lake, to the whole lake, I am here, telling it just with circles in the water, under the moon. But look, isn't that strange? Your feet are not wet. You can go into that lake, but you don't get wet. When you walk into it, you feel the water its density, its resistance. But you are not wet. You don't float either. You are in the lake now, knee high, waist high, neck high, walking down into the lake, the water pressing on you from every direction, but gently. And you do not float, and you are not wet, as if the lake wanted to welcome you, but not to bother you in any way. Can you breathe into it? You make a step down, and then another. And now you are underwater. The water all around you. But you breathe, and it feels so good. It is not the air you breathe outside, but not water either. A gentle smell of clean water, fresh water, ripe with life, clean, pure, so clear. Dancing rays of moonlight illuminating it. A whole landscape underwater. Water plants growing between rocks. Little bubbles going upward. And the light of the moon going down into the lake. And this place makes you feel so good. You are seeing the beauty of this alien place, this underwater garden. You are breathing the beauty of this place, and it feels like breathing the moon itself. A deep wave of contentment flows once again through your mind. There is something else. Down at the bottom of that lake, a bubble of light, a large bubble of light waiting for you in the deepest point, in the center of that lake. It is waiting, waiting for you. And you walk again. You walk toward this bubble. And as you reach it, you feel the warmth of the light inundating that bubble. A light with the color of honey, dancing, dancing inside the bubble. A light, only a fireplace can make. And you walk into that bubble. Your body out of water again, and dry, fresh, and sound. And then you open your eyes. Why did you close them? The inside of the bubble is a room. A room with a bed, but not a bedroom. A nice bed. A bed you do not just lie upon. A bed that hugs you. And whichever way you lie in it, it feels so good. It feels like it is just the right position. It feels like it was made for it. And in front of the bed, against the other wall, a nice fire lighting the room. Gently cracking fireplace. An armchair between, deep and soft, made for long evenings, reading books and listening to the storm outside. Wood paneled walls and shelves covered in books. And somewhere in the back, a computer. Not any computer. The kind that won't lag. The kind that won't let you down. A thinking machine. A machine to think, to draw, to write, to play, to code, to listen to music, to audios, a machine to do whatever you want. This place is so nice, so cozy, so perfect. The computer, the bed, the armchair, the fireplace, the shelves, the books. You start to look at the books. You read the titles on the spines. You open some of them. Who chose them? Who bought them? And you feel so good in this room, so content. But you can't stop asking yourself, who made this place? Who made this place possible? And then you start to realize the title on the spines.
They are the titles
of books you read, of the books you loved in your life, and stories you love, but didn't even know they existed in books. You go to the computer and turn it on. It asks for a password. You type your own password, the one no one else knows about, and it boots up. It starts. Nobody but you could have used this very password. You look back at the room, at the wood panel walls, the windows, and the views on the lake, on the inside of the lake. Trout looking at you through the windows. Are they jealous? They can be jealous. This place is your place. This is your place. This is your inner place, where the deep roots of your mind can anchor themselves and bring that freshness, that purity high into your head, that lake. The inside of that lake, the fire, the wood, the bed, the books, everything you want. This is your place, that room.
That bubble of silence.
In this underwater garden,
dancing rays of moonlight illuminating it.
In the lake,
that clear crystal of life.
In the forest,
ancient and majestic.
In the starry night,
all the stars, all the people. Looking at you, dreamily, and you looking at them from this room, from your room, from the inside of yourself.